very modern, and I don't know how much a truckload of water cost, because as I've said before, Clayton took care of everything. And we decided we wanted a big kitchen. So Clayton started building it. And my daddy came down and helped him, and they built. That kitchen must have been 15 by 15 at least.
Wow. Well, now, this house, I remember it was a rock house.
It was a rock house.
Was that, the rock house, was that including that 15-foot?
No.
Did it have rock on it when you bought it?
Yes.
But then you added a kitchen onto it.
Yeah, but we didn't put rock on it.
Okay, so the front of it was rock and the back of it wasn't.
And it's still there.
Is it? Okay.
It's still there.
Okay.
And we had a 35 Ford that Clayton drove to work. And it would never start, so whenever he would come home from work, I don't know how I got it started, but he would have to put it up on the hill.
So that, up at the Robinson's place?
Up at the Robinson's place.
Okay, the Robinsons lived at the top of the hill.
Yes.
And they had a mobile home parked there for a while.
It's still there.
So he parked it at the top of the hill.
Parked at the top of the hill, and that's how he got to work every morning. But he'd turn on, you'd start it like when you were pushing it.
Yeah. Only you didn't have to push it.
Yeah. Well, while we were there, he raised parakeets.
Really?
For one thing. And one night it came a rain. And everything was hunky-dory, but the next morning all the parakeets were gone. And a two by four had swelled up like this and made a hole. And all the parakeets left.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and he raised rabbits out there, too.
Really?
One of the acres I never did ever even go to the back of the place. But there was a garage and there was a septic tank, everything good. And he even slaughtered rabbits, I believe, and sold them dressed.
Wow.
He was all the time doing something. And all besides that, he got to where he could do a house inside and out. So he had so much work that he had to get a buddy to work with him. So he got I don't know which Hill it was, but his name was Hill. And they just renovate a place. They'd do it inside and out.
Was that Bill Hill?
No, I don't think it was. No, that was next door.
On 17th
Street. On 17th Street. Okay. But he worked everywhere. Everybody wanted him. He's still, even out here, 30 years I've lived in here, and my cabinets look almost as good as they did whenever he painted them.
Yeah.
And so Mary was sick. Mary had nephritis, and it was hard for her to catch the bus to go to school. And we didn't have but one car, and that was the one that sat up on the hill during the night. And so we were going to have to move into the temple because she couldn't ride the bus.
What is nephritis?
Nephritis is Bright's disease.
Which is a kidney ailment?
Kidney disease, and is okay. Incurable.
Okay.
And, but she was cured. But one thing about Mary, I've got to tell this, she was outside one day and a rooster jumped on her. And she was scared to death of chickens. Anything that looked like a chicken, she was scared to death, she went screaming. So Clayton saw a psychiatrist about it out at the VA.
Yes.
And the VA and the doctor told him, he said, you get her some little chickens and have her play with them. And that's what done it.
And watch them grow up.
And watch them grow up.
That they grow up into those awful things, and they're not really that bad.
Anyhow, when we moved out there, I was pregnant again. And between the barn there was a long shed out there at the back of the first acre, the front acre, and that's where he raised his rabbits. But between the house and the barn was sunflowers, and they were about 10 feet tall, just solid sunflowers blooming. And even though I was 4 months pregnant, I got out there and I cut every one of them down. Mama said I was going to lose my baby if I didn't quit doing things like that.
Were you cutting them down because you hated
them?
Or because you wanted the sunflower seeds?
No, I didn't even know anything about sunflower seeds. I just didn't like things growing that wasn't supposed to be growing, and I'm still that way. If it's broke, fix it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And it was broke.
Now, Daddy was a handyman at that time, and he also worked at the VA hospital. Mm-hmm. What was his job at the VA?
He was a nurse and became a, not a registered nurse, but the one just below it. And he dropped his nurse's license at some time. Anyhow, I've got to tell this. His teeth were real bad. And so they wanted to start pulling his teeth. And he said, no way. The only way he would have his teeth pulled was be knocked out and let them pull them all out. And so the VA decided to do it without money. And so that's what he did. And what is so funny, we went out to see, I may have had the kids with me, but he was in the hospital after pulling all of his teeth. And they had given him some laughing gas or something. And I can't even tell what all he did.
Well, I hope you will.
Well, he peed all over everything to show everybody that he could.
He was higher than a kite.
Higher than a kite, yes. And he stayed out there and worked. He fixed so many houses. And another reason why we sold the rock house is because whenever it was dry, especially, the cracks were so big the kids could almost fall in them.
Wow.
And it would move the foundation. It would move the foundation of the house.
Ooh.
So, but it's still there. It's still got rock on it. I think they built even more on the back. But you must go that way sometime and see that house.
I don't go there much, but I guess I need to.
Well, you know, that high school is across.
Yeah.
It's big out there. It's big everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Junior was, I had something wrong with me then, and about every 3 months, Clayton would have to take me up to the Lowry's in Gatesville. They were still our doctors. Although we never did need a doctor. Well, we needed a doctor when Mary had nephritis. She was in Scott and White, and they treated her there. But it would be the cramps, something awful, between, well, almost under my ribs. And the only way I could get any relief was they would give me a hypo. And that they might have to do it two or three times in 3 days, but I could come home in 3 days. And never did find out what was wrong with me there. Mm. And then Clayton was born, Junior was born up there. And I was a smoker at the time, and I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes in 27 hours that I was in labor with him. Then they didn't know that babies could be deformed and everything else from smoking.
Yeah.
Everybody smoked.
Sure.
And I was in labor 27 hours. And in that 27 hours, I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes. I'm ashamed of it.
Well, I'm watching a show right now called Mad Men, and it's about advertising men in the 50s. And they show them smoking, chain smoking. And I told Eric, and I'm saying, like, they have to be exaggerating. But was everybody smoking?
Everybody smoked all the time? I mean, Hollywood was smoking.
Yeah.
And if you saw TV, you saw Hollywood. And if you didn't see it on TV, you saw it in a magazine.
There's a story that I want to ask you about. And I want to see, get the real truth about it. Mary's illness was very serious.
Well, yes.
From what I understand, and that Daddy was very moved by it and decided to make a bargain with God about it.
Oh.
Oh?
I didn't know that.
Well, maybe he told me this. I don't know. But I... The story I have is that Mary was close to death, or he thought she was, Daddy did. And he made a bargain with God that if he would save Mary, that he would quit drinking.
I didn't even know he was drinking.
Was he, you don't know about drinking?
No.
Or is this something that we shouldn't even talk about?
We shouldn't talk about it if I don't know about it.
I don't know.
I know that after he got off from work at the VA every day, he would stop by the fifth wheel.
The fifth wheel, right.
Because that was his buddy's place.
Right.
And all of the aides and nurses would get there at some time or other, and they would all have a beer. And, you know, I didn't even know how beer smelled because Tiny told me that Clayton used to drink.
Well, I
never smelled it.
I don't remember it myself. And I don't know where that story came from. And I don't know if Daddy told me that or if somebody else told me that. So we don't even know if it's the truth now.
No, I don't think it's the truth. I think that I would smell that stinking stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And I never did smell it on him. And he would come home. This is the hour that he, and then finally he went on nights. Because he can make 10 cents an hour more by working nights, or $10 an hour or something. He made more. So he started working 12 to 8. 12 at night till 8 in the morning.
I have some memories of that, yeah.
And he would come home at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then he would go and do a house. He could do sheetrocking and floating and everything.
But he did have to sleep in the afternoon.
And then he would come home at 1 o'clock and he would go to bed. And he would sleep till 8. Then he would get up and he would have the hours with us. And that's when we started singing.
Oh, okay.
Because he was working midnight and he still got to be outside. Oh, and in the meantime, he had a boat and motor.
Yes. I remember it was a metal and it was a light green.
Yes, he had a boat and motor. And I don't know how he got it. He must have bartered for it because he didn't have any money. But anyhow, I started fishing with him.
Yeah.
And Mama would take care of the kids whenever I would want to go fishing with him. And on Sunday morning, we would, if there's the bass tournament going on, well, I would go out with him and we'd fish of a morning. He'd bring me home. I'd go to church And then after church, I'd go fishing again. And in a bass tournament, I caught a 4-pound black bass. And he wouldn't stop the boat because he didn't believe that I had a fish.
Oh.
I'll never forget, I kept saying, stop that boat! He didn't think I had a fish.
Well, wait a minute, you're
no,
not supposed
I'm not,
to.
I wasn't supposed to get that fish.
No.
But the thing was, I was beat by 1/4 pound.
Oh.
Another woman got 4 1/4 pound.
I guess the women showed the men that time, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. And we used to go out, we had a barge. Mm-hmm. And we used to bait out a barge by throwing a bale of hay in the water and tying up the barge. Well, we would tie the barge up at the boat ramp, but we had a tying up place and it was baited. We didn't want people to know it was baited, so we would tie up there. And we would crappie fish at night. Late. I mean, we stayed up late.
And on top of the hay bales, I remember Daddy throwing some kind of cake
yeah.
overboard.
Yes.
What
cow,
was that?
Cow cake.
Cow cake?
Well, it wasn't a patty. It was what you fed cows, and it was
oh.
a pellet, a big pellet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and we would catch, we would catch a carp with that. And we'd bring home a tub full of carp because they were fun to catch. And we'd take them down east of town.
Go ahead and tell us, tell where you would take them.
We'd take
Go ahead.
We'd take them down east of town. And the black people loved
yes.
carp.
They did.
And they would come and they'd just get them a carp and run off with it. Yeah. Like somebody's going to take it away from them. But we had a lot of fun. And one day, there was a squall came up. It was a beautiful day. And Desi was on the barge and Mary and Glenda and Clayton. And there was a squall hit us, and it was just, we couldn't stay on the barge. We just couldn't stay on the barge. Clayton had made up his mind. He didn't know who to save, but he couldn't save but one. And Desi had Glenda wrapped, her arms wrapped around Glenda around a rod. A pole or something
yeah.
that was on the barge.
The support of the barge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had Mary. And we got through it. And when we got through it, it was just as calm. It was like glass. The water was like glass. And that happened to me and Clayton one time was in the boat and motor. We had the motor. Well, we always did. But one of those hit the lake, and just big waves, white caps, you know, I mean big waves, and
scary waves,
very scary. And Clayton knew he just had to keep me alive, I guess, but anyhow, he started going with the waves, and we made it to shore.
Yeah.
You would think that it'd be going opposite the waves, but it didn't. And another time we were fishing at Gorman Falls, and they opened the gates, and we didn't hear it. And we were behind a wall, and then all at once, that wall was not, the wall was there, but so was the water. And we almost didn't make it that time. 3 times we almost didn't make it.
Mm.
But we had lots of fun. And sooner or later I'm going to get to the Bell family, but I don't know when to start.
Well, don't worry about it. We're going to go to, we're still at 57th Street.
Oh.
We're still living there.
Okay.
And I'm not.
You're one.
Well, you've already told me.
You're
already told
you're
that I was born. or have you?
Yes. You were
in
you
Gatesville.
Were at Gatesville, yes.
And it was a long labor, and you smoked 27, two packs of cigarettes in 27 hours.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I'm sorry I was so hard to have.
Well, and I was screaming the whole time.
Mm.
You weighed 7 pounds and 8 ounces, I believe.
I think I was 9 pounds something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 9 pounds, 8 ounces or something.
Well, seven's big enough for me.
Or 8 pounds, 9 ounces or something.
Seven's big enough
big
for
enough.
Me.
Big enough, yeah.
So anyhow, we had to move into town. And we got with two real estate ladies. And one of them on 17th Street had bought a house on South 5th Street. And she wanted to move over there. And the one on South 5th Street wanted to be in the country. And there was a three-way switch. And the moving people moved all three of us.
Oh my.
For a certain price. And so we all got moved by them. And I don't know how much it was or anything. Have no idea. Never paid a bill. Didn't know nothing about it.
Well, I could probably see that Daddy made a deal to fix everybody's house so that he wouldn't have to pay for moving.
Well, I don't know, but ours was fixed. The rock house was fixed.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Except they didn't know about the moving foundation yet.
Well, you know, it must not have been much because it's still there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It is still there. It had a fireplace in it. And the scorpions. Had scorpions, too.
A lot
too.
Of scorpions, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's because of all those cracks.
Yeah, and the kids, I had a couch that made into a bed. And y'all slept on the couch, and we slept in the bedroom.
Hmm. All three of us in one bed?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, we weren't very big.
There was another little room. And it was a kitchen when we bought it, but it was so little that the cabinets were there, just like any other house, but there wasn't room for anything else, not a table or anything. So we ate in the living room.
Yeah.
And then we built that big kitchen, and it was yellow.
Like this one?
No,
like the one you have now?
The walls were yellow.
I see.
Yeah.
That's me.
It is? Okay.
I squeaky shoes. So we moved to
17th Street.
1110
yes.
South 17th Street.
Yes. And I'm not for sure what we paid for. It seemed like it was $14,000.
I think it was $9,000. I remember that from somewhere.
Okay, and it was a three-bedroom house.
Yeah.
It had a big kitchen, it had a big living room, one small bedroom, and two other bedrooms, and one bath. And a tornado hit it one afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I called Clayton and told him we'd had a tornado. And he said, no, we didn't, because it didn't hit at the VA. So it didn't happen. So when he got home, in the back bedroom, there was water all on the floors, and it had come through the walls.
Oh, man.
It didn't come from the bottom. That was way up high. It came through the walls, and all the wallpaper was twisted.
And so it was replaced with paneling?
No. So Clayton redone the house.
Oh.
He got the insurance money. And he made some on it, of course, because he did it all.
Yeah.
But he put up sheetrock.
Okay.
And so on top of that, so we had a pretty good insulated house, and it was warm. And we put in a furnace.
Yeah.
In the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put siding on the outside, like completely finished it on the inside, carpeted everything, and we sold it for $29,000.
Mm.
That's the way I remember it. That's all I know.
Yeah, I wasn't around whenever that happened. I'd already left home.
But But Mary married during that time. Mm-hmm. And
so did Glenda.
Yes.
Yeah, Glenda married first.
And she married John Glazer.
Right.
And he was the activities director at Fort Hood. And later on, they sent him to Europe. So Glenda married him in Temple. But she went to Europe. And she sang at the Verdun Conservatory of Music in Verdun, France. She sang at the Nuremberg Opera House for 2 years, doing Maria in West Side Story in the German language. I went over there then and took care of my grandbaby while she was rehearsing. And later on, she divorced John. And it was a good many years before she ever met Bernie. And then she met Bernie, and he was a Jew, a full-blooded Jew. His dad was a
rabbi.
And she found out about him. He was with another woman in San Francisco, and Nisha told her about it. And he had been up here with her, and he was landing in Arizona. What is that airfield? Oh, no, it's not Arizona. Anyhow, he had his cell phone with him, and Glenda called him on her cell phone and asked him about the question that Nisha had told her, and he said it was true. So she divorced him. And she sang all over Europe, and she did little theater everywhere that she could. Everywhere there was a little theater going, she was there. And she is 65 now, and still beautiful, but she doesn't sing much. Well, I think in 2009 she did Mother Teresa in that family that sang all
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, yeah. I think she did that maybe last year. But she's not doing much now. Well, she's going to school. And now she is married to a man that she met on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
What is that called?
Some kind of dating service or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was perfect. And is still perfect.
Yeah.
She still thinks he's perfect.
Well, if she thinks he's perfect, he is.
And they moved from L.A. He's a finished carpenter and belongs to the Carpenters Union. So he isn't working right now, but he is a union man. When he does work, he makes good money. And they live in Las Vegas, Nevada now. And I don't know if he's working or not, and I don't know whether she's still singing or not. But besides being a singer, she was an artist. And she wrote poetry. And all the shows that she did, I have a whole book of them. So she's busy. And she still loves her man. And I know his name is Raz, but his name is Rasmus. But I can't begin. I don't even know how his last name starts. Seem like it starts with G-E-J. The first three letters.
Is it Jisdale? Or something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry, Glenda. You're going to hear this, and I'm sorry that we don't know.
I don't know how to say it.
I believe it's G-I-E-G.
Dahl is the last.
Yeah.
Dahl is the last of it. But Glenda, I don't know how to say Mary's, Carol's name at all.
You're not alone.
It starts with a S, but I don't know how to say it either. I don't know how y'all can marry such strange people.
Yeah.
Their name is not Jones or Smith or Bell.
Well, you gave kind of a really good short summary of Glenda's life, you mm-hmm. know, really quickly. Mm-hmm. Can you do the same for Mary? Where she graduated from, where she went to school,
my goodness, yes.
Who she got married to and all that?
There's a Peyton place even in that. She married Bob Moore. I don't know what year. She went to Sam Houston State University and got a master's degree in music. And she stayed married to him for 20 years, and they had 3 daughters. And one is Kara, one is Heather. Heather is in Los Angeles somewhere. And Glenda is in Las Vegas. And Kara lives out here with me, but I don't know her last name. She's got 2 kids. She's got 2 kids. She's got but I can't remember their names right now. But anyhow, when she divorced Bob, she got $75,000, but she didn't get the house. So we gave her 2 acres. And she took that $75,000 and built a home, a house, on 2 acres. And she's got pool and everything now. And she was teaching school in Killeen. Right here is the best place. She was teaching school, and she taught school 35 years. And she's retired now. And she... The Peyton place I've got to tell you about, or the story.
The scandalous story.
Well, it's not even scandalous, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Bob went over to Saudi Arabia and everywhere.
Working,
because he was an engineer. And so he had a housekeeper. He had everything that rich men have, and a little housekeeper of his named Yolanda got pregnant with his baby, and then Bob died of a heart attack, an asthma attack, and then a heart attack, and he died, and Mary brought Yolanda over here to the United States, and we kept her until the baby was born. Well, a year after the baby was born even. And I cut the cord. She was married. I mean, she birthed a normal birth, only at a birthing house in Copper's Cove. I wished I could remember it, but I can't. But she went into labor about 4:00. One morning, and we took her to the place, and the baby was born at 9:29, and I cut the cord. It was a boy. So she is Malaysian. She was Malaysian. And so the little boy looks like a Filipino. And we had to put her on a plane at midnight one night because she was fixing to be deported. And excuse me for saying fixing, but that's what I say. And whenever she went to get on that plane, she handed Mary $7,000 and said, adopt my son. And that's the last we have seen of Yolanda. And the strangest thing is that she was a church going, she was about 4'10", dark complected, beautiful teeth, beautiful hair. And she said that Bob had given her the teeth, had her mouth fixed and everything. She was really from a really poor family. And I lost my train of thought. Tell me what I said last.
You were talking about her teeth and that Bob had fixed them for her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to change the subject there now. But anyhow, the strangest thing was that she was a church-going person. So Mary said, well, what church do you go to? I'll take you to it. She said, the Church of Christ. Of course. And so Mary took her to the Belton Church of Christ, where she went. She said, oh, no, not this one. She said, one don't have no Sunday school and all of that stuff, which was right, she was right in the lap of my church and my brother's church, where we go. And, but she had been breaking the law, and we didn't know it. She thought she was married to Bob because Bob told her they were married. But then later on, and so she drew money from all of his Social Security. And the kids, and since she was Bob's, since Bob was gone, that's Mary's three kids, was drawing from his Social Security till they were 18 years old. So all of them got all the money they needed. And the boy, his name was Timothy. His daddy's name was Timothy. He is 15 years old now. And Mary is having a very hard time raising a teenager at this time. And but we have never heard from Yolanda. And Mary has sent letters to her mother and to her, but we have never heard from Yolanda. And Tim wants to see his mother. And Mary had told Yolanda that if he wanted to see her, she would go over there with him. But Yolanda never answered a letter. We don't know where Yolanda is. And so that's Mary.
Yeah.
And she is very satisfied with her life. And she is very prosperous still. She could be drawing from John, from Bob, because she was married to him for 20 years, but she didn't do it. She didn't take his Social Security. But Mary taught for 35 years, and right now she's just retired, and she's taking care of Kara's two children on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so she has something to do besides keep the pool clean and the yard fixed and everything. She gets the best of everything. So that's Linda and Mary. Hi, I'm here.
Well, this is our, third or fourth session?
Yes.
And it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
And it's Thursday.
Thursday.
And the 19th.
And the 19th, and you've forgotten some things and you want to catch everybody up on.
Yeah, I forgot to mention some things. Memories, whenever I'm talking, are just coming in through my head so fast that I can't remember what I didn't say. But this is one thing I need to say. I'm talking about my children now. And Glenda, I forgot to say that Glenda did something. I went to Los Angeles. The show Beach Blanket Babylon was going on, and she was in it, and it was a good part, and it ran for 2 years, and they are still good friends, all the characters that were in Beach Blanket Babylon. And I can't remember whether I said this on the tape earlier or not, but Glenda played in every little theater, everything that's ever been written, and she was busy most of her life, and she kept busy. And Mary is keeping her grandchildren. She has two, and then she's got Tim as her own, and he is 15, and I think he's in the 8th grade, but I'm not for sure. But that's two that I didn't mention, that part. And now I'm coming to the part of Clayton Jr.
Maybe I should leave the room.
No, he didn't graduate with his class. That's the first thing I remember, and he had to go to summer school.
That was embarrassing, too.
But he did it, and he says it was embarrassing. But he just had so much going on. He delivered the temple paper every morning to everybody. Then he had to collect, and he had a Volkswagen the first time. He had his own car that he delivered papers in, and it was a little Volkswagen. And he drove up to pick up his papers one day down in Temple, and left his motor running. So somebody just got in it and drove it off.
And I thought that everybody there at the Telegram was playing a joke on me, because I worked at the Telegram.
Yeah.
As well as I had a paper route.
Oh, you
I
did?
I thought they were playing a joke on me. And so I went back in and said, okay, where did you hide my car? What alley is it in? Sure enough, two soldiers had stolen it.
And we found it.
Wrecked it, yeah.
We found it out at Fort Hood.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he used for a car after that. I thought it was a Mustang, but he said it wasn't a Mustang.
It was a Ford, 1970 Ford Maverick.
Okay.
And it was red.
Yes, I knew it was red. Well, he was busy. I mean, he was busy all the time. And he went with Teresa once or twice. Well, he was going with Teresa. And I told him one morning, I said, that's the one. I think that's the very words I said. And the next thing you know, I found a set of rings. I went to clean his room and I found a set of rings in his room. So that's how close I found him. And I remember Clayton was out in the yard mowing or something. And I got so excited I had to stop that mower. And I ran out there and I said, there's rings in Junior's room. And then whenever, I don't know what's next, but we get to the Bell family after that, the Bell family singing and how it started and everything. And I'll just say this much.
Well, don't leave anything out. Go ahead. This is
okay.
A very important part of your life.
Okay.
Everybody wants to know about it. It's
well,
very interesting.
I know, but we need to start at the first of the Bell family getting ready to sing and all. But this is something that took place in Junior's life. We were singing at an orphanage, and I don't know if it was somewhere south. That was maybe San Antonio. But whenever he started singing, the little girls and the little boys just went crazy, and they were screaming like Elvis Presley's crowd. That boosted his ego a little bit, but he didn't perform anything except singing. I thought maybe he was going to turn a cartwheel or something, but he didn't. And we were singing at a Baptist gathering of some kind, and he accepted the Lord. And we tried to find a place to baptize him that night. Was it Austin? Maybe it was Austin.
It was San Antonio.
It was San Antonio.
Yeah.
And we found a Church of Christ that would baptize him. But he's still a Baptist. And he still is. And when he married Sue Reed, that was his second wife. And she was a big inspiration to him. She's an inspiration to me, even right now. She is so good. And of course he had Christy, and at that time he had Jennifer. She was Sue's child from another man. And I remember they could sing very pretty. They had beautiful voices, but Jennifer just couldn't sing loud. So I taught her a song to sing. And let me see what the name of that was. I'll remember before I get through talking. But I said, sing loud. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And so she learned to sing it louder. But I can't remember the song right now, but she learned to sing it. And Christy, of course, has two children. So Junior is grandpa, and Erica is grandma to two babies of Christie's. And Jennifer has